This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. This episode is brought to you by the Society with Tatum and Kavaya. The Society is an elite membership community for entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their faith and their business alongside a community of women who understand their journey. Our signature faith framework, which stands for fasting, acts of obedience, introspection, trusting God and His Word, is the foundation and the backbone of the Society. Within a Society, you get daily devotionals sent straight to your inbox to enhance your study time. You get to interact with group members via our online forum. You get a live weekly prayer call with us, as well as bi-weekly sessions where we cover things from spiritual and personal development sessions and even business-based masterclasses that allow you to grow with your entrepreneurial goals. Try us out for free for 2 weeks and start your trial at blessedandbossedup.com/community. You'll be able to see testimonials from other members. You'll be able to test us out, see past classes. You get access to every class that we've ever done over the last few years. So it's a no-risk opportunity to try us out. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community to start your free trial today. Again, that's blessedandbossedup.com/community. Let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is our midweek bite-sized episode in addition to our full episodes that come out on Sundays. This episode is all about your arsenal for the waiting season. I post questions in my Instagram stories. You can follow me at Tatum Tamia. I post questions in my stories all the time just to see what questions you guys have, any content you want me to cover via YouTube, the podcast, social media, or anything like that. And a bunch of people talked about the waiting season. And honestly, a lot of the stuff that people sent, we have episodes for. So I was DMing a bunch of people like, hey, listen to this, listen to that. And we have a ton of episodes actually on a waiting season as well. And so I may actually, depending on just how things go for me personally and my family in this time, I may actually post some throwback episodes. And if I do, I'll post those because they're the most relevant to the audience right now. But I wanted to just cover four things and give you guys four tips on this bonus episode, quick tips on things that you need to have in your arsenal for the waiting season. The waiting season is one that we're all going to go through and that we'll go through multiple times. I've been vocal on a podcast about my waiting season when I quit my job, waiting for my business to take off, the waiting season of shutting down my business and God telling me He'll tell me what to do next, and waiting for what to do next was about to be my waiting. There's so many different waiting seasons. You may be waiting to get married. I've been vocal about my waiting season to have a child. Like, there's always a wait, some sort of wait. And so a lot of us, it's important that we don't grow weary in that waiting season, because there's a lot of value, there's a lot of lessons, and there's a lot of strategy in the waiting season. And we often overlook because of our impatience and how we feel about things that's going on and our instant gratification habits that we have, because we want what we want when we want it. And we live in an age where we can get most things very quickly. When God is forcing you to slow down or stop or wait, we have all of these emotions about it. And so I wanted to give you just there's four things that I believe will be very helpful for you if you find yourself in this season, because these things were extremely, extremely helpful for me. The first one is a scripture. It's Matthew 6, 25 through 34, and I'm going to read it in the Message translation. Starting at verse 25, it says, "If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. You count far more to him than birds. Has anyone by fussing in front of the mirror ever gotten taller by so much of an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes." I love the scripture. I often quote the last part in a different translation where it says, "Don't worry about tomorrow because today has enough trouble of its own." But I believe that this message translation really puts things into perspective for those of you guys who are in this season. So if you have not read that, I suggest that you add this to your arsenal. Read this every single day. Remember, in a bonus episode we did recently, I talked about journaling. This is one that I want you to print out. Put it in your journal, put it on your wall, put it somewhere where you read it every single day. This is the word of God. And I believe that this is something that will carry a lot of you guys during this difficult season. Again, it's Matthew 6, 25 through 34. The second is a book. I recommend this book all the time. It's in my Amazon store. And it's called The Secret Power of Speaking God's Word by Joyce Meyer. This book was everything to me during my waiting season. One of them. A few of them, actually. And so I love this book. It's a super small book. I mean, the joint is probably like, let me look, because I just clicked the link. It's 4 by 6 inches. It's very small. It fits wherever you want it to fit in. And it's literally scriptures categorized. So if you're dealing with impatience, you go to impatience in the table of contents, it'll say turn to page 34, and it'll be a whole bunch of scriptures about impatience. And so whatever it is that you may be feeling in that moment, you can go to that section and you have scripture after scripture after scripture. Remember, the word of God is our sword, so we have to use it. So no matter how you feel right now and all of the emotions and things you may be going through as you navigate this difficult time for you, use the word of God to build yourself up and to encourage you. And that book is a powerful tool because you don't have to look for yourself. Like, you don't have to Google, you don't have to search in your Bible app. You literally can grab the book. Like I say, go to the table contents, turn to page 53 or whichever page it says for what you're dealing with, and read the scriptures aloud. It's such a powerful tool. Number three, choose joy every single day. I'm not going to go too much into this because we covered it in our full length episode. But remember, joy is biblically defined as awareness of God's grace. So every day, choose joy. Find God in everything. And then in verse six, chapter six in verses 24 through 34, which I just read, it talked about that if he cares about the wildflowers, which most of them aren't even seen, don't you think that he cares about you? And even if you think about joy, we talked about this, like when you think about joy, the definition is awareness of God's grace. And grace is defined as God's unmerited favor, meaning favor that we don't deserve. And so that's something you can find joy in every day, that he gives you
grace. He gives you favor, whether you deserve it or not. And then, so that's number three. And then number four, open your eyes. And what I mean by that is look to see, what is God doing right now? What is he doing right now? What does he want me to learn? Because if they're in this season, there's a reason. There is a reason. And so what is figure, pray about it. Look for it. What is God trying to teach me here? How can I just appreciate what I have as opposed to obsessing what I want to have, obsessing over what I want to have or obsessing over what's next? How can I just enjoy today and be content today? So quick recap, the arsenal for your waiting season is number one, Matthew 6:24-34. Number two, the book, The Secret Power of Speaking God's Word by Joyce Meyer. Number three, choose joy. And number four, open your eyes. That is it for this week's bonus episode. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, rate the podcast, tell everybody else who's thinking about listening what you think about it. And of course, follow us at Blessed and Bossed Up, and follow me if you want at Tatum Tamia. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.